The Lord Jesus be with you. This is Pastor Michael Miller with Sacred Moments. How do you make someone a Christian? Maybe it's a matter of upbringing, being raised in a home with Christian values and teaching. Maybe it has to do with who your friends are or what school you go to. Maybe it's about the church, the size, the musical settings, friendly people, or a charismatic pastor. But if we're going to ask what makes a person a believer, you can't just consider these earthly answers. It's the work of the Holy Spirit to make Christians, as Jesus tells us in John 15, "When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, he will bear witness about me." It's his witness that truly has the power to make someone a believer. The human factors do their part. When I was coming to faith in my 20s, I started to have questions about God. Coming from Al-Anon family groups, I had a lot of questions because the 12 steps are purposely vague. Well, God gave me a friend who had answers. She told me about her Savior, Jesus Christ, and what he had done. Then she invited me to church with her. No strategic planning or magic formula. God was at work in it, and he made me a Christian. The human factors play an important part. Jesus' apostles wrote their inspired eyewitness testimony as the New Testament. This faith has been handed down by pastors and evangelists, parents to their children, through the rise and fall of many nations and rulers, all the way down to you, who hear the good news delivered by your family, a friend, or a pastor. But in all of this, God gets the credit for taking a person with all of their sins, good or bad upbringing, education or nationality, and giving them a heart to believe and a tongue to confess Jesus Christ as Lord. Amen. This has been Sacred Moments with Pastor Michael Miller. Come hear more on Sunday at 10:30 at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Grant Street across from Booth Park. Find us online at blclebanon.org.